Yes, there is.
What did they say about Mr. Katzenbach? Where was he going, to Europe?
Well, no, they expected him any minute.
Well, do they know where he's expected from? I'm waiting here, and I want to talk to him before I go home, if you can give me any idea.
All right, sir.
But if they're going to have a token session Thursday, I'd make them object to second reading when it gets over there in the morning, then make it go over to Thursday, and then I'd move, take it up Thursday, and then let these tax boys wonder whether we're going to let the tax bill get through or not. But I'd start on civil rights. Of course, I'd set it aside as soon as they get that conference. But I have the hunch that Bird went off today, went off Friday, I think, to Bermuda or someplace. And Williams wouldn't let him have a conference today on the tax bill, wouldn't let him have it tomorrow. And just mean as hell, vicious. All he's interested in is the Bobby Baker case. And Harry's kind of cooperating with him. And had 6 of the 7 House conferees, 6 of the 7 Senate conferees. But they couldn't pay a drop because of this. And I think that the Southerners got an idea that they'll delay the tax bill. We're going to take it up first. They'll delay it just as long as they can. And then that'll hold civil rights that much farther back. So my inclination would be to start with civil rights just the earliest minute you can. They oughtn't have given them this holiday, but we are weak sisters up there, and we did. And I'd get on it Thursday by sure. Then they can't do it, debate it but one day, and then come back Monday and be right on it. So they'll be meeting on taxes Monday. And then Tuesday, go right on it, long session Tuesday. They'll still be on the tax conference report. Maybe the House will pass it Wednesday, if we're lucky. Then we just say, well, boys, we're going to wait and see what the House Civil Rights comes out for a few days.
Well, you're the fellow that knows the Senate, Mr. President.
Well, I don't know it. No, I don't. But that's something to... Anyway, I'd get them on civil rights as soon as I could, and then we can make the decision whether we want to pull it down. We can always pull it down and take it up.
Yeah.
But your job is to get the Attorney General and them to agree with Mansfield to get it up as soon as you can. And I know they can object to it and it comes over tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know it can go to the calendar. I know it can be moved up Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Now, he may have made some damn fool agreement. He won't do anything Thursday. If he does, well, just let him make a pro forma motion, take it up, and let somebody start debating and then adjourn.
I haven't talked with Mansfield in some time. Mm-hmm. I may have. I know the Attorney General has.
Well, I know this. You did a superb job. Everybody I talked to just said that you were hiding around the corners, drafting amendments, passing on them, and I'm real proud of you. I believe you're getting better anywhere than you drew my executive order.
That's a pretty good order, Mr. President.
I think so. And it's early in the game, long before you got famous when I knew you. I'm mighty proud of you, though.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President.
Bye. Bye.